Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On Easter service, police officers come to the church and they give notices that essentially are 14 days of house arrest for attending a church service in the parking lot. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is the same story as it relates to the governor. This is now Governor Andy Beshears, and he is a Democrat, like we see in every one of these states where we're litigating on behalf of churches, who was radically pro-abortion, radically pro-LGBT, and obviously is against these churches. And so in Kentucky, he issued an order, Holly, that says no worship, no in-person worship, no parking lot worship, nothing. Only online, and yet abortion clinics are essential services so you can line up and kill your children at will any time of the day without social distancing. Liquor stores are essential activities, and so are all the big box centers and the super centers and so forth. But churches are not, and churches must stay closed, period. No exceptions. So this particular pastor... This is a pastor by the name of Jack Roberts, and he was ordained in April 1966, 54 years of ministry. In 1968, he became the pastor of Maryville Baptist Church in Bullitt County, Kentucky. Now, that is 52 years at the same church, only 2 years into his ordination as a pastor. He becomes the pastor as a young man, and now, 52 years later, he is still the pastor of this church. He says he's never closed his church in the 52 years he's been pastor, and he says this is unconstitutional, and not only that, these people need to come together in worship. So on Easter, let's go back and look at the sequence of this, Holly, because it's very interesting. Louisville is nearby, and there's the mayor of Louisville. And he comes out on Thursday before Easter, and he says, I will send police officers to the churches that have parking lot services to enforce the governor's order. Governor Andy Beshears reiterates the same thing on Good Friday. Good Friday. If you go to church, anybody who goes to church, I'm sending police officers. They're taking down the license plates and your VIN numbers. You'll get notices of quarantine. You have to go into quarantine for 14 days. He says that on Good Friday. On Saturday, a federal judge in Louisville rules that the mayor's threat is unconstitutional and sides with On Fire Christian Center for parking lot services. Well, that's Saturday, just right before Easter. You would think, oh, good. The governor's going to get the message. No, on Easter Sunday, this church is about a 700-seat church, and there's a few people inside, small number, but that's not the point because the police officers, the state troopers, they don't go inside to see. They just say, oh, we're going to the parking lot. We've been ordered, put the notices of quarantine. They write down the VIN numbers, the license plate numbers. While the people are still in their cars, because the worship service is also being broadcast in the parking lot, they're giving in the notices of quarantine. People are coming to the church parking lot to drive in for the service, but they see other people are getting ticketed by these officers, so they move on. They go on. So here are people in their cars listening to the Easter service with the windows rolled up, I might add. And the police officers are outside putting their notices of quarantine under their windshield wipers, including, Holly, on a local news media truck.
Yeah, we like that part because this had hit the media by now. And so the media were there with their cameras and everything. And lo and behold, they got these little warnings on their cars too.
Yeah, and we have a photograph where two women who are the reporters, I don't know if they're actually talking about this, but they look like a little distressed. They're talking on their cell phone.
Like, oh, we have a problem.
By their SUV, and the SUV has the insignia of the news company, and there's the notice of quarantine under the windshield wiper.
But yet if they'd parked across the street in one of the shopping centers, no problem.
Gone to the liquor stores, abortion clinics, shopping malls, no problem.
But yet we're at church having service.
So, yeah, that's what happened on Easter, including the pastor gets it. And so this hits the media, of course. Oh, they got notices of quarantine for going to church. Oh, this awful thing. And Monday, of course, when some of the people go back to work, they don't think to tell their employer, oh, you know what, I've got to go on quarantine, because it's all bogus.
Right.
It's bogus. They don't have symptoms. They weren't out of their cars. It's the governor trying to intimidate them. But they say, don't you go to Maryville Baptist Church? Yeah, that's my church. Okay. You're on leave, or some of those long-term employees terminated that week, lost their job.
And I imagine Pastor Jack, in all the years that he'd served there, never would imagine he'd face that kind of persecution for simply sharing the gospel and
having church. Yeah. So Thursday, these same people, including the pastor, they get a letter, all the people that got these notices, and they say, you and all your people that were in the car that you were with, you have to go into quarantine for 14 days. That's essentially house arrest for 14 days. You can't leave.
It's in prison.
Because you can't leave the county. Better not cross that county line. And in fact, if you live on the county border and the grocery store is on the other side, just a half a mile away, you can't cross that unless you get permission from the county to do it.
Can't go to work.
Can't go to work. And you can't use public transportation. You can't use a whole bunch of things that they said in the letter. And you have to take your temperature every single day at the same time, 2 o'clock, whatever time you choose. Every single day, 14 days, same time. And then call the local health department and you tell them my temperature is 98.6, whatever it is, every day. Certainly you can't leave the state either. That's a complete ban. And you can only leave the county after prior permission. So we file a federal lawsuit. Now, here's the interesting thing. When this hit the media, some pastors and some Christians criticized this church for meeting. And actually, we have a person that I know who we were calling to be a local counsel, Christian attorney. Would you be our local counsel? We do all the litigation, of course, around the country, but we always need local counsel in many of these cases because we may not have somebody who's licensed in that particular state. We do a nationwide practice, so we always work with a local counsel for that license authorization, but we do all the litigation. So we call a Christian in the Louisville area. Would you be our local counsel in the case? What case is it? Maryville Baptist Church. Oh, no. Call me in anything else, but not on that case. Thinking, my goodness, We're having a hard time getting a local counsel. They don't want to touch it. Well, here's what happened. The federal judge, an Obama appointee, we file suit. Saturday night, denies our request for emergency relief. Well, we petition right away to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. The next Saturday afternoon, we're working on cases, and we get a 3-0 decision, granting us a victory on the parking lot services. It's a violation of the First Amendment, directing the lower court Obama appointee to issue a ruling on the in-person services quickly. So we go back before that judge on Monday, and nothing happens Friday afternoon. Early Friday afternoon, get a call from the Court of Appeals clerk. Anything happening? Not anything yet. Well, the judge locally gets wind of that the Court of Appeals, because they're asking him too, what have you done? Have you issued an order yet? No, not yet. So Friday night, he sees the handwriting on the wall, issues a preliminary injunction in our favor. Saturday afternoon, another 3-0 consecutive federal Court of Appeals ruling for in-person services, finding the restriction to violate the First Amendment. Now, let's back up a few minutes. That attorney, that Christian attorney who didn't want to touch this with a hot potato.
Well.
His name's not on that opinion.
You missed out.
And it's a leading case in the country.
Yep.
Those pastors, now they can worship. Why can they worship? Because this pastor, Jack Roberts, stood for the Lord. Mm-hmm. because we got all the restrictions in the whole Commonwealth of Kentucky removed. And it's because this faithful pastor, Dr. Jack Roberts, stood against the winds of pressure, the criticism, even some within the Christian community, even from some other pastors of churches. And guess what happened?
And his people stood with him.
Yeah, 2-3-0 decisions, leading the country. It was a major victory. Now, we're still ongoing in that case. We just filed our last reply brief at the Court of Appeals because the governor, Andy Beshear, you guessed, he wants to go back to his bad ways again, and he wants us out of the way, and he wants the court out of the way. And we say, no, you got to stop, and you have to be permanently prohibited from going back to your bad past. And continue to keep this in your prayers. I'll argue that case likely later this year. It's the Maryville Baptist Church case. Go to lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.